Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On November 30, the major governments, central banks, and major multinational banks blatantly declared war against the people of the world. I just cannot come to any other conclusion. I think there were two triggering events. First, on November 29, Standard & Poor's reduced the credit rating of 37 global banks, including 14 of the largest banks and brokerage firms in the U.S. Second, the price of Bank of America's common stock that day closed at $5.07 per share. The bank shares actually dipped below $5 during evening trading. Had the Bank of America shares settled below $5 the next day, that would have triggered two events. First, many investment funds will not own any companies whose stock is below $5. Second, companies whose shares are trading for less than $5 cannot be held in leveraged accounts. Therefore, had the bank stock closed November 30 under $5, there would have been a double flood of shares being liquidated. That could have forced Bank of America into bankruptcy, starting a domino chain of other major bank failures. That horrible scenario did not develop last Wednesday. Instead, overnight Tuesday, central bankers created a coordinated plan to flood the world with paper money. First, People's Bank of China reduced its reserve requirement ratio for financial institutions by 0.5%. Then, the Federal Reserve Bank, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank, the Swiss National Bank, the Bank of Japan, and the Canadian Central Bank all reduced the interest rate at which they would loan U.S. dollars by 0.5%. This was global inflation of paper currencies on a scale of trillions of dollars. In effect, the governments, central banks, and major multinational banks have elected to reduce the values of most paper currencies, with the result that it will take wealth away from the people of the world. Citizens around the world are so worried about the declining values of their local currencies that they are aggressively converting their money into U.S. dollars. Foreign banks have paid above the exchange rate to acquire more U.S. dollars for their customers. As a result, the value of the U.S. dollar has been generally rising for the past few weeks. Yet, when these coordinated actions were taken last Wednesday, the U.S. dollar index actually fell almost 1% that day. As the wealth of people around the world fell, the government's central banks and multinational banks enjoyed enormous benefits. They were all able to borrow funds at lower interest rates than before. The governments and central banks also bought a bit more time to try to come up with new ideas on how to cure their cumulative fiscal mismanagement. The world's financial problems have deteriorated to such an extent that it is no longer a matter of resolving issues in one, two, or a few nations. Literally, every paper currency is likely to fall in value against gold and silver even faster than they have in the past 11 years. No single country has the resources to stop the trend. It now requires a concerted effort by the major governments, central banks, and private banks to try to accomplish any appearance of stability. These actions are also effectively an admission that huge amounts of government debts will never be repaid in currencies anywhere close to current purchasing power. In other words, despite the magnitude of the actions taken on November 30, these efforts will ultimately fail. Take these actions as your warning that you have little time before a financial catastrophe cripples a major swath of the world economy. It isn't possible to now predict when the dominoes will start to fall. You may have a year, or just months, or maybe only a few days. Before these calamities hit, it is time to think like a survivalist. Public unrest in Tunisia, Egypt, Yemen, Syria, Greece, Italy, and Spain this year could be just a sample of what could develop around the world, including cities, towns, and villages right here in the U.S. Take action now. That means stock up on food, medical supplies, water filters, and other necessities. It may make sense to acquire a generator or weapons and ammunition, though make sure to get proper training with weapons if you choose to own them. Above all, make sure to buy silver and buy gold. Specifically, I mean buy bullion-priced, smaller-sized physical forms of gold and silver and take immediate possession of them. Gold and silver are almost universal forms of barter goods because of the multi-thousand-year history of being used as money. I don't want to come across as an alarmist, but the desperate actions taken by major governments, central banks, and multinational banks on November 30 require immediate attention and action for you to protect yourself. I wish you well. That's it for today. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.